Welcome to Reigniting You, the show that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making successful mid to late career transitions with a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment for the next phase of your career and life, regardless of your age. Now, here's your host, Lisa Downs.
Welcome to Reigniting You, where we talk all things career transition for those age 40 plus. I'm Lisa Downs, Seattle-based career and retirement transition coach. Great to be here with you today, and our producer, Eric. Hey, Eric, how are things today?
Good afternoon. Things are great. It's a beautiful day.
Good.
And we've got a great guest on the show. So
we do.
Excited. I'm always excited.
Yeah, excited for today's show. Be a great one. My guest today is Stacy Heller, host of the KKNW show, Don't Ask Me to Talk, and professional connector extraordinaire. And I'll say hello to Stacy right after this quick break.
Are you feeling challenged or frustrated without a plan for what's next in your career and life? Are you seeing writings on the wall for needing to make a mid to late career change and don't know how or what to do? Coach Lisa Downs of New Aspect Coaching can guide you to what's next, providing a fresh perspective and supporting you to create a clear and compelling vision for your future and a plan to move forward. Call Lisa at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching. Fresh perspectives for your career.
Hi, I'm Coach Debbie from Story U Talk Radio, and I want to encourage you to write your book. Weekly, I offer topics about style and storytelling. I take your questions on our live show every Thursday at 4 o'clock, or you can subscribe to Story U. That's capital U, on any of your favorite platforms.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that focuses on all aspects of making career transitions for those in their mid to late career. I'm your host, Lisa Downs. A note that in case you missed it here on KKNW, that you can catch Voices of Experience with host Paul Casey this Sunday at 9 o'clock a.m. on KIXI. Voices shines a light on people with experience in their fields of travel, public affairs, adventure, health, and fitness, with an emphasis on sustaining your own business. That's Voices of Experience this Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 880 KIXI. I'm excited to introduce today's guest, Stacy Heller. After staying home to raise four great kids for 20 years, Stacy Heller quit her day job and decided to turn her side hustle of creatively anticipating and seeing potential in others into a business. Her ability to say something while talking about nothing, combined with her love of connecting people through conversation, led to Stacy Connects. After saying yes to everything in the beginning, Stacy currently says yes to clients who want brand and/or business ideation, and clients who want to use their voice to educate, enlighten, or entertain others via a radio show or podcast. To learn more, go to stacyconnects.com. You can also listen to her program, Don't Ask Me to Talk, where she makes connections through conversation. Hey, Stacy, great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, you bet. So I always traditionally start with guests with finding out more about your winding road in terms of career and career path. So what's the story of what's led you to your current work and what you're up to these days?
Well, basically, I actually failed out of college. I referred to it then, and I still refer to it as academic suicide. I didn't know what I wanted, and it was the only way I could figure out how to stop going. And, you know, rather dramatic. And I ended up getting married really young and having these four great kids. And probably the wisest moment that I've had in my life to date was when my husband and I were talking about taking that next step. I said, look, I'm okay with getting married as long as you're okay with me growing up within our marriage. And, you know, and I meant that on a professional level, the fact that I had never really had a career, it had always been a job. And I knew that I had a lot to offer. I just didn't know what it was going to be yet. And so all of the volunteer work that I did, all of the connections that I would make, the way that I would talk to my husband about his work or committees that I was involved in, all of those things really culminated, and I sort of skimmed off the top the things that I liked doing mm-hmm. and parlayed it into what is now Stacy Connects.
Very cool. That's great. I'm sure in all of that, there's probably been some pretty significant lessons that you've learned. So what would you say is a lesson or two that really stands out as you were going through all of those life experiences and the volunteer work and then that culminating in your business?
I think the biggest one for me is I have really learned to embrace my gut, my intuition, that, you know, if it doesn't feel right or if I'm having to work too hard, then mm-hmm. it's not meant to be. And I may not understand it at the time, but I need to trust it. So that has been really huge. And in the beginning, I didn't think that I knew enough that I could trust my gut. So that was a big thing. I think the other thing that I realized is really going back to who I was when I was a little kid and exploring what's the thing, I talk about this all the time, what's the thing that makes your tail wag? Mm-hmm. And, you know, really keeping it simple and figuring out what makes sense. And then lastly, it's really listening to what I like to do. I had a cookie business for a while that I did on the side. And, you know, I decided, that's it, I'm done, I'm not doing it anymore. And everyone was shocked. And I realized that just because you're good at something, it doesn't mean that you have to do it yeah. professionally.
Yeah, I think that's such an important lesson. I learned that over the years, too, when I was finding myself in all these corporate roles where I was doing so much project management work, that, you know, the tedium of that and the detail-oriented nature of that was just a drain, and had to get out of that. So I get that for sure. And mm-hmm. and just to follow up with that, when it comes to trusting your gut, so trusting your intuition, is that something that has always come naturally to you, or is that something that you've had to hone and develop over time?
So I think both. As I look back, I was a very wise old soul as a kid. I always saw what was going on between the lines. I understood there were sort of greater currents happening in relationships or dialogues or situations. And then I think what happens is we get told when we're young, you know, you're young, you don't know what you're talking about. We get, I've coined the phrase mom excused. You know, our parents make excuses for things and why that's not so or whatever. And so it almost gets sort of beat out of us. And then I started bringing that back again and started really trusting it. And it's like any other muscle, you need to exercise it. And once you do start exercising it, then you can really call upon it.
Yeah, excellent. And what would you say in the journey that you've had so far, what would you say are things that have been particularly helpful to you in terms of, you know, whether it was people who supported you or actions that you took or specific decisions that you've consciously made?
Well, obviously, my husband being super supportive, you know, he's 7 years older. He was very much more established in his career. You know, I married at 22. He was 29. He already had figured out some of these things and had gone through that fledgling stage. So, you know, the fact that he understood what I was saying to him when we were talking about, you know, getting married, and he made good on that. That is huge. I also think that setting simple goals, you know, I used to sort of Tanya Harding myself, I would chop myself off at the knees, right? And think that imposter syndrome, I can't do this, I'm not worthy, or whatever it is. And so when I would have people say, you know, what are your goals for your business? And how much money do you want to make? Or how many clients do you want to have? In the beginning, my goal was not to quit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to, like, that was a big goal for me.
Yeah.
And understanding where I was at any given time and going with that. So that has been very helpful. And I've learned to ask for help.
Good. That's great. Yeah, I agree. You know, I think it's just the, especially in the beginning, you know, for people who want to go into business for themselves or, you know, think they want to be an entrepreneur, that's one of those things that it's like, you know, regardless of what you hear from other people and other messages and is to really trust that where you are today is okay, and that the goal you have today is perfectly fine. You know, I think sometimes we get ourselves overextended or freaked out because we think we have to be at a certain juncture at a certain time compared to other people, or, oh, this person over here is doing this and look where they are and I'm not there yet and now I have to have six goals. Yeah.
Well, and I found that, you know, I would hear from people as they were starting their business, you know, well, do you have your contracts set? And do you have, you know, your this and your that? And, you know, I'm like, no, I don't. And I realized that if I was going to have those things in place, then that is not the kind of clients that I want to work with. It's going to look a little bit different with me, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I would go to my husband for some career advice with my business, and he would give me, he works at Microsoft, he'd give me, you know, the Microsoft solution.
Right.
And not one solution fits everybody. And so for me, my solutions may be simple, or somebody could say rudimentary, but they're authentic to me and my mm-hmm. process. And if clients don't get it, then perhaps they're not my people, and I'm okay with that now.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, I don't know about you, but my Microsoft husband is still trying to get me to use Teams.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah, it's like, no, Zoom is so much easier.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh yeah. My Microsoft husband has a Microsoft phone, and it means that he can't be on the family text thread. And so he misses so much. And I'm like, I'm glad you have brand loyalty. However, what happened to family loyalty?
That's right. Family loyalty, buddy. Oh, that's great. Well, thanks so much for sharing that, Stacy, and just about your journey and your lessons. And we've got a lot more to talk about. It's already time for our next break. So when we come back, Stacy and I will talk more about how those career expectations from our parents or otherwise and potential career tunnel vision impact what we do and much more.
Great.
Hi, I'm Lisa Downs, Career and Retirement Transition Coach and host of Reigniting You on KKNW. I guide age 40-plus professionals to gain clarity, a renewed sense of purpose, and a career transition plan within 90 days so you can lead a fulfilling life regardless of your age. No longer does change have to mean riding off into the proverbial sunset. Let's talk about what your next phase of life can look like. Visit yournewaspect.com or call me at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching, fresh perspectives for your career.
This is Rob Bass, and I want you to tune in to Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller, the show that brings joy from pain, sunshine where it rains. Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller. And that's coming from me, Mr. It Takes Two, Rob Bass. Tune in.
Do what Rob Bass says. Take a listen to Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller, that's me, Tuesdays from 3 to 4 on KKNW. To find out more information, check out my website, StaceyConnects.com, or text DAMTT to 55678.
Hi, I'm Nathan Mum, host of Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum on KKNW. Tech Time Radio's live show is Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., and you can always check us on the web at techtimeradio.com. Our segmented stylized radio gives you the breaking news before it hits mainstream media. Join myself and Mike Roday as we'll make you laugh.
That's good.
Hooked on phonics worked for you, didn't it?
It did, just a little bit.
And learning something new in technology, join us Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. and Thursdays from 6 to 7 a.m. The technology show for the everyday common person.
Have a career transition related question or want to share your best or worst job story? Call 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496. Just leave a voicemail and we'll answer your question or share your story on a future show.
Stay tuned for more Reigniting You with Lisa Downs.
Back to Reigniting You, the show that discusses timely issues and topics about career transitions for Gen Xers and Boomers. I'm Lisa Downs. A reminder that if you'd like to get in touch, you can head on over to my website, yournewaspect.com. There you can take my free career transition readiness quiz, as well as sign up to receive my free weekly career tips e-newsletter. And if you go to services and group programs, you can register for my upcoming workshop on September 28th, all about making Encore career transitions. That's yournewaspect.com. Well, I'm here with Stacy Heller, host of the KKNW show Don't Ask Me to Talk. So, Stacy, let's go ahead and dive back in. You had mentioned a bit before the break about the parental influence on our careers and what we wind up doing potentially. So when you were asked as a kid, you know, that classic question, what you wanted to be when you grew up, what did you say, and how do you think your perspective from that has changed over the years?
It's funny. Somebody asked me this the other day, and I really don't remember saying what I wanted to be when I grew up. There was a lot of art influence in our family. And so I think I would say something, you know, like, oh, I want to do something art related. I didn't know what that meant. I just knew that it was sort of in my family. And then my deep, dark secret, as I was reflecting on this question, because of course that's what I do, I remember as a kid for a long time, I wanted to be discovered. Mm. I wanted to be standing on a street corner and somebody discovered me, and not, you know, to be a fashion model or something. I'm short, I'm not that stature, the whole thing. And to me, that was an interesting thing to reflect on, that I wanted somebody, an outsider, to see something inside of me. It's like I didn't know how to figure it out for myself, and I wanted someone else to see it for me.
That's interesting. And have you thought about kind of where that comes from? So that desire to be noticed, to be seen?
Well, I think that it's not surprising. I mean, my show is Don't Ask Me to Talk, right? And I think about when I was a kid, I worked in theater and I was always like on the stage production. I was behind the scenes. I didn't have the confidence to be in front of things. And in reflecting on that, I realize it's because I don't know how to be anyone other than myself. Mm-hmm. And so when you're young and you don't know how to be anyone other than yourself, and you know, you're playing pretend and you're yourself, it's really hard. How do you explore that? You know, that was a tricky thing. And my mom just always told me that I talked a lot.
I think that's really powerful, though. I just, you know, to have those realizations and kind of leads into my next question of how do you think, whether it's societal or other family impacts or pressures, affect our career choices and our decisions, all those shoulds in our lives?
Oh, my gosh. We all should all over ourselves all the time. Yeah. And, you know, I grew up on the East Coast and, you know, I feel like it seems like there's a lot more, you know, traditional ties that happen on the East Coast. And especially getting married so young, it was more of a throwback to my parents' generation than my own generation, where my friends were getting married in their late 20s, maybe their 30s. And I was, you know, getting married at 22 and having my first child at 25. So that was really hard, because in my parents' generation, I was doing exactly what I should. And that was the normal course of things. And I knew that it wasn't right for me, that I was going to have to stretch my legs at some point and figure it out. And I was just sort of treading water, waiting for what felt right. And I had a lot of growing up to do while I was raising my own kids. And the parental influence, you know, it's like, well, why isn't this enough? Why the number of times that I hear, you know, an older generation saying, like, I never even thought about those things. Why do you even think about these things? Why do you think about if you're happy? Just do it. Yeah. And, you know, it's such a different philosophy. So the effects that has absolutely influenced me for a very long time and kept me a bit probably stagnant longer than I should have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is amazing to me, you know, that influence. And I think back to my own experience too, growing up, and I had a very forceful mother. And with her, I was supposed to grow up to be the next Katie Couric and marry some rich guy.
Our mother should bowl.
And then support her, you know, in the style to which she would have liked to have been accustomed. And so when I went off script and got married at 23 to someone who's 6 years older and who was not, you know, a sugar daddy, basically.
You married for love.
I married for love. And, you know, so I went off script, right? I went off blueprint. And that caused all sorts of uproar and all sorts of issues. And so I think we have a lot in common from that standpoint. And mm-hmm. I'm also curious what you think people can do to minimize those shoulds in their lives. So when they're contemplating a career change, and but also knowing that, you know, we have to make an income too.
Well, I definitely, I mean, I am in a fortunate position where, you know, my husband being more established in his career, you know, there was always that level of income that was coming in. So I definitely know that I'm coming from a place of privilege with that. I do find that there is pride in just providing for your family. So many people are concerned about the end goal. And, you know, I remember being deeply impacted by a guy that I worked with when I was working at a bookstore. And he had moved up from the South, and he didn't really factor in the cost of living difference between the South and Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And needed to provide for his family. And so he went out and he got a paper route. And, you know, he was a grown man and it gave him exactly what he needed to provide for his family. So, you know, while you're figuring out what you need to do, you know, you don't have to be stuck and be a martyr in whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, if it gets you in a different mindset and, you know, maybe what you need to do is just get a job for a while until you can find your career. You know, there's a difference, you know, just thinking outside of all of those shoulds and being willing to take a calculated risk.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I go back to the whole tail wag thing, like let your tail wag.
Yeah. I think that's a critical lesson. And the, you know, taking those calculated or, you know, smart risks, I think is so important to help people make progress and get down that road that, you know, wags their tail and, you know, start to get closer to that. And how do you think those who are seeking a different career, how can they kind of broaden their thinking in terms of what's possible for them? So, you know, kind of thinking about expanding that box that sometimes mm-hmm. we can put ourselves into.
So it's funny, I just talked about this on my show yesterday. I realized as, you know, I'm 51 now, and when you're raising your kids, they talk about the 0 to 3 or 0 to 5 years being so instrumental in the life of, you know, an infant, toddler, whatever. It's where they learn their language, and it's where they learn to walk, and it's the time that they're learning all of these important developmental steps. So fast forward to 50, and I'm realizing that I get to hit reset. Mm-hmm. That I've already mastered the basics of how to do those things, but now I get to learn maybe another language, or I get to see what my body is capable of. I've mastered how to walk and run, but now how do I want to move it with more purpose? Mm-hmm. That curiosity that we learn from 0 to 3, it can come back at 50 and be curious. Like, okay, you've mastered the basics. Now it's time to really see what you have the potential to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. You know, I think it's a wonderful time, and I'm just a year ahead of you, as I'm 52, and I think it's a wonderful time to do that and to think, okay, you know what, you know, it is okay to dream, and at the same time, you know, how can I take actionable steps toward what I do really want, and in a way where I am thinking about possibilities and not confining myself quite so much that it doesn't have to be all or nothing, right? And it mm-hmm. can be that calculated risk and take those steps that will incrementally help me get there. So thanks so much for that. And then final question is, so how can people find you if they would like to get in touch?
Oh, well, if people want to listen to my show, it is on Tuesdays from 3 to 4 on KKNW. You can actually text DAMTT to 55678 and get information on the show. You can also go to stacyconnects.com and connect with me there. And you can find me on social media. On Instagram, I have both the Damped Show, D-A-M-T-T Show, and Stacy Connects. So I would love to connect with people. That's what I do.
Excellent. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Stacy. I really appreciate it. And I hope this was fun.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding? Don't ask me to talk. I love it.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate your being here and sharing your insights and your tips and your perspectives. Really great. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And it's time now for my reignition recommendation. So that is your weekly tip, you know, regardless of where you're at with your career transition and regardless of your age. So today, actually, is something called National Online Learning Day. Who knew? And so National Online Learning Day. So in honor of that, my tip for you is to take an online course or attend a webinar or workshop, something that will expand your skill set and help you gain new insight and a bit of learning. There are all sorts of free options for that, as well as subscription options, but you don't have to spend a lot of money to get some learning to boost your skills. So consider, what is an online course or a skill you'd like to expand in honor of National Online Learning Day, and go for it and check it out. You know, it's only by gaining new insight that we can change our belief and our behavior that will then get us a different result. So take advantage of that, scope out what's out there, and get learning. And a reminder that if you'd like to get in touch, you can head on over to my website, yournewaspect.com. There you can take my free career transition readiness quiz, sign up to receive my weekly career tips. And if you go to services and group programs, you can sign up to take my upcoming workshop on September 28th, all about making encore career transitions. So Eric, thanks for your support today as always. So what did you take away from our time with Stacy today?
It's never too late to reinvent yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, this could be an exciting time, midlife, rather than being a bummer of a time, really.
Right.
Yeah, it's all what you make it.
It is. The world is what you make it. I think that was a song a few years back. But yeah, absolutely. Never too late to make a change. Never too late to make some adjustments and to reassess where you're at. Well, join us next week when it's time once again for our monthly Best Job, Worst Job, First Job episode. To submit a story for me to share on the air, you can email me at reignitingyou@gmail.com or leave a voicemail over audio at 360-436-6496. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time on Reigniting You.